Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, four people heard the exact same crash on two different nights. So what made a sound that should have left the kitchen a wreck?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it sure is Real Ghost Stories Online. And you know, we love to hear your real ghost stories. So if you have one, share it, please. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And wherever you are listening, you can hit subscribe. Super easy. Do it right now. Just hit subscribe wherever you are listening. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is here today. How's it going?
Well, it's going pretty well. How are you? How's your house holding up?
Well, it's okay. We're talking about the weird hamper issue. So after, right. And I talked about this with Tony and Todd the other day too, because I wanted to get their opinion, but the hamper moved a second time and I sent Kathy a picture of it. I would say it moved 2 feet. Like, it's not at all where it belongs.
Right.
So my guess is it's somehow, maybe my dog wants in it, which is so weird. My dog has never given two shits about my hamper. So I don't know why suddenly after 3 years he wouldn't want to mess with it.
Well, what I don't understand is because of the location, like it's beside a dresser, right?
You have to pull it out and
you have to push it out first. So it has to go a foot out before it can move the 2 feet down.
Yes. So it makes no sense to me. And now I'm hypersensitive to everything. And I was telling Kathy before we started, the last two nights I've heard weird sounds in my house. And I'm like, something last night, something fell. I don't know what it was. Never did find it. But the weird thing was I step out of my room and my cats are laying right there. They're fine. Like, they're not alarmed about anything. So I'm like, okay, if they're not worked up, I'm not going to be worked up. And especially because I do have one cat's really curious. The other cat is definitely scaredy cat. And Rizzo would be hiding if it was something that bothered her. And both of them are fine. Even though last night my dog sat up and was like, what was that? And then the night before that, I heard something hit the window behind me in the living room. Don't know what that was.
Like, was it dark?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. It's like 10:30. Okay. Yeah. So it wasn't a bird.
Right. I was going to say, can we rule out some?
I was like, is that a very large bug? A bat? I've never seen a bat, but I don't know. I don't know what that was. And so then I'm like, I'm just going to go to bed. I'm going to let Benji go to the bathroom in the front yard. And then I'm like, but what if something's out there? And I think I need to know. So I went and looked and nothing was out there. I didn't see anything weird. So I don't know what's going on around here. All of a sudden, weird sounds.
And like, all of a sudden, last night that weird,
it sounded like something fell off of something. And I'm like, what could that have been? Because it's not like things get knocked over in my house often. And I looked around, there's nothing that fell. There's nothing on the ground. So I don't know if my cats did. I don't know. I don't know. But whatever it was, my cats were fine with it. So I was able to sleep fine. If I'd have gone out there and I couldn't have found him, or that would have been different. But the fact that they were lying there next to my bedroom door, just stretched out, they were fine.
Yeah, that's always comforting when the pets don't seem to be concerned.
But Benji my dog. He sat up. He's like, what was that? Both times. The other night when something hit the window, he comes running over to me. Oh. What was that? And then he runs to the back door, runs back to me. Like, something's out there. I'm like, shit, it is a serial killer. I don't want to deal with that.
Well, you know, probably like Benji is worked up, but the cats are like, serial killer doesn't care about cats.
We're fast. We can hide.
Yeah, he's in, you know, they're not going to care about us, so whatever.
It's just, I don't know what's going on around here.
It's pretty weird, pretty weird.
Well, let's talk about this ghost story. And this is one that you can really relate to because you have had a similar experience. I had a similar experience, but for me, I think it was a dream state.
Okay.
Because it happened to me when I was sleeping. But you heard the big crash in your house and you were not asleep.
No, I was sitting there grading papers on
the sofa. So this is like one of those stories, and it's weird because it's kind of common. And the one that happens when you are asleep, I think it's called like exploding head syndrome.
Oh.
I think that's what it is. Let me look it up. Now that I've said that out loud, I'm like, that sounded kind of stupid. Was it that? Exploding head syndrome is a rare, harmless sleep disorder where you hear sudden loud noises in your head as you fall asleep or wake up, often causing fear or anxiety, but no physical pain. It occurs between sleep and wakefulness. Okay. People with EHS, as it's called, perceive loud imagined noises such as explosions, gunshots, cymbals crashing, thunder, fireworks, which are not real and cannot be heard by others. Episodes are usually brief, lasting less than a second, but can be frightening and may disrupt sleep or cause anxiety afterward. And so that's what happened to me. I heard a very loud explosion. Like, it was a crash. I thought somebody had crashed into my house. And I will say it definitely caused anxiety afterward. It was like, what? I called 911 and I'm like, is there a report of an explosion or anything? Because I just heard an explosion. And I said it was really loud. And they're like, no, nothing.
No.
But I called 911. So, but this is different. Like, what happened to you is different because this is when everyone's awake.
Yeah.
So here's the story. It says, I wanted to share something that happened when I was growing up. Because I've always been curious if anyone else has ever experienced anything like it. Yes, Kathy. I was probably 12 or 13. One evening, my parents, my younger sister, and I were all sitting in the living room watching TV when we heard the loudest crash I've ever heard inside the house. It came from the kitchen. It sounded like every plate, every glass, every pot and pan had hit the floor all at once. My dad jumped up to see what happened. The rest of us followed him into the kitchen. I don't think any of us wanted to stay behind because we were all expecting to find broken dishes everywhere. Instead, everything looked completely normal. Every dish was still in the cabinets. Nothing had fallen off the counters. There wasn't a single thing on the floor. My dad checked the rest of the house while my mom looked around the kitchen again because none of us could understand how a crash that loud hadn't left any kind of mess. We even went outside thinking maybe a tree limb had hit the roof or something had slammed into the side of the house, but there wasn't any sign of that either. After a few days, we quit bringing it up because there wasn't much to say about it. Then after about 2 weeks, the exact same thing happened again. The sound was just as loud as before. This time we all headed for the kitchen before my dad even had a chance to say anything. We were convinced we'd finally figure out what had caused it. But we didn't. The kitchen looked exactly the way it had after the first crash. Nothing was broken. Nothing had fallen over. Every cabinet door was closed. Every dish was right where it belonged. We searched the house again. We walked outside. But just like before, there wasn't a single thing that explained what we had all heard. About a week later, my younger sister got up to get something to eat before bed. A few seconds later, she yelled for all of us. We came running because we thought she had heard another crash. But instead, every cabinet door in the kitchen was open. The upper cabinets, the lower cabinets, the pantry, every single one of them. Nothing had fallen onto the floor. Nothing was missing. My parents walked around closing them one by one, while the rest of us just stood there trying to make sense of it. None of us had heard anything, but we'd all been in the living room together watching TV. After that, the crashes never happened again. Every now and then, we'd notice a cabinet door open, but it was only one or two at a time, and that was easy to blame somebody on forgetting to close them. Maybe that's all that was. The two crashes were different, though. There were four of us there. We all heard the exact same thing twice. I've thought about it a lot over the years, and I don't understand what it was. Why did it happen twice and then never happen again? Was something trying to get our attention, and if so, why? I've always had so many questions. What was it? I'd love to hear your thoughts. That is from Gina. Well, you had a similar thing happen.
Yes, I did. And
I wish we could say what happened, but we don't know.
You know, and I've like kind of researched, is there some weird phenomenon? Is there anything? And the stuff that comes up, I'm like, no, none of this is possible. It'll say things like, you know, there's the plumbing in the house or something. It doesn't sound like that. And it sound in my case, which is very similar to this case, it sounded like dishes crashing. Like I likened it to if you had a really big china hutch and somebody pushed it over and broke all the dishes inside.
And that
of it.
Sound of breaking glass is very distinct.
Exactly. And it and like the you know, it says, oh, humidity can cause this and that. No, it's not like that. It sounds just like glass crashing, but a lot of it, like when she said it sounded like every dish in the kitchen broke, right? That's what it sounded like to me, too. And I was just sitting on the sofa, wide awake, grading papers. I had two dogs sitting on the sofa with me. And then this really loud crash, I jump up and it really sounded like it came from my bedroom. Like, that's where I followed the sound, too. And even in my head, I'm thinking, there's nothing in my bedroom that would make right. that noise as I'm going there. And had it been in the kitchen, I might have said, well, glasses broke or something. But it just didn't make any sense. And sure enough, nothing there. I still walked around the rest of the house. Nothing. Could not find anything. Now, the caveat to this story is that later, and this would be months later, maybe 3 or 4 months later, I'm back to grading papers on the sofa, and I remember having a football game on. It was like a Sunday afternoon. And I'm not paying a bit of attention to anything. And I get, I think, you know, I want a new iced tea or something. And I get up to start to the kitchen. And the way the house was set up, when I stood up and turned to walk towards the kitchen, I should be able to see the kitchen door, right? And it had a door on it, but I never closed that door. Like I never did. But when I got up to look, the kitchen door was closed. And it was a big, heavy door. This is an 1880s house, you know. I'm like, the door is closed to the kitchen? I'm the only one that lives here. So that just kind of struck me the weird. And so I know when I'm walking there, I'm super tentative. I open up the door. And just like this story, every cupboard door is open.
And that can't like, happen. You live by yourself.
I live by myself. And like, I look over and the kitchen door that would go outside is locked from the inside. You know, it's just the craziest thing. It's very similar to this story. Mm-hmm.
Very similar.
The crashing and then the weird cabinet thing.
Yeah, I thought it was weird when I read this story because I was like, this is kind of Kathy. But yeah. It does not say Gina lived in Victoria, Texas.
In a little yellow house on San Antonio Street.
That would be really strange.
I get it. And I wish I had some explanation for you, but I've looked, I can't figure it out.
So weird. Like it happened twice. And then, it's maybe, who knows? Maybe they had somebody was messing with them and opened up all the kitchen cabinets. I don't know. I think that's a really stupid thing to do. But the crashing thing, everybody heard it. It cannot be explained.
Yeah. And in my case, it was, I was the only one that was there, but my dogs also responded. And they responded in a, flipped out, I'm scared sort of way. Like, they came running over to me.
Yeah. So they heard it, too.
They didn't just bark, 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 and guard dogs. And admittedly, it was a little mini schnauzer-looking dog and a shih tzu. But they were like, I'm not going to go in there. So that was weird.
So I don't know. I wish that we had some wise words for Gina and we could be like, this is exactly what happened to you. Oh my God, we've solved it.
I know.
No idea. And I don't get how or why that happens, but you've had it happen to you. She's had it happen. Mm-hmm. But I've heard this story quite a few times, people hearing a crash and going to investigate and nothing's there.
And it's like dishes. And when it happened to me, I felt it. The sound came from my bedroom. That's where I felt it came from. And I'm like, there's nothing in my bedroom that sounds like that would be dishes falling. I remember thinking that it was like, what could it possibly be?
Because when that happened to me that night, I literally thought a car had crashed into my house. It was that kind of loud.
It seems to be a phenomenon. Mm-hmm. It really does because, when I Google it, there's a lot of people that say the same thing, crashing glass, but cannot find a source for it. And it is so loud.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Well, let's go on to a caller.
I just wanted to say, first of all, that I love your show. I've had many experiences myself, and I've been trying to work up the courage to call and share with you guys. So about 4 to 5 years ago, I was really into the Seattle music scene, and I used to travel back and forth from where I live in Vancouver to Seattle all the time. Because I was making late night trips to go catch the gigs in Seattle, I was often driving back really late at night, and so I'd often have to stop at a rest stop to sleep before making the rest of my way home. This one particular night, me and my friend Ashley were driving back from the show, and we decided to stop somewhere for some sleep. I should mention that me and my friend Ashley are both fairly sensitive when it comes to the paranormal. Just thought I should mention it. Even though we were pretty close to the border, we were getting really tired that we didn't think it would be safe to drive the rest of the way home. So we stopped at what I think is the second to last rest stop from the Canadian border. So as I said before, we'd slept in the car countless times. This wasn't out of the ordinary. We've done these trips all the time. But it was our first time sleeping at this rest stop because it was just so close that we normally wouldn't stop that close to home. We parked and we pulled out blankets from the trunk that I used to keep in there and we just went right to sleep as we normally would do. And throughout the night, while my friend was fast asleep, I kept being awoken by the sound of something tapping on my window. The first few times I would sit up and I'd look around and there'd be nobody there. So after about 3 or 4 times of this happening, I decided it must just be like the wind or something blowing a branch against the car and just making that sound. I tried to ignore it, but it just kept happening. So after a couple of hours, I finally just got fed up and I sat up again. And I saw a dark shadow in the shape of a person standing right outside my passenger window. My first instinct was to start the car so I could get away in a hurry. I always sleep with the keys in the ignition just in case anyone ever tried to carjack us or whatever. rest stops aren't the safest place in the world for two young girls to be sleeping in the middle of the night. So I used to always make sure that my keys were in the ignition so I could get away in a hurry if I could. So I started my car, and my friend woke up and was like, "What are you doing? What's going on?" And I looked at her, and I looked out the passenger window again, and the guy was gone. And so I tried to tell her, there's someone outside, they've been tapping on our windows for hours. And she says, "What are you talking about? Like, I haven't heard anything. There's nobody out there." And despite me trying to stop her, she went outside to look around, and she said, "There's nobody there. Everyone that was at the rest stop was asleep in their cars, you know, just doing exactly what we were doing." So I thought, well, you know what, maybe I was just half dreaming, maybe I was half asleep, and I woke up and I saw something that really wasn't there. Maybe it was just the wind blowing a branch or whatever. So after that, we just went right back to sleep, and nothing else happened. I didn't hear anything else until my friend woke me up, like she like bolted out of her sleep. And I was like, "Whoa, what's going on, man?" And she's like, "I had like the weirdest dream that we were here at this rest stop, and a bunch of monks came, and they were all trying to bless the land here." And she said the monks in her dream were urging us to leave because the sun was tainted and it was dangerous and that we shouldn't be here. And so between that and the window tapping and seeing that shadow person, I just decided, you know what, it's like 5 a.m, we should just go home. So we just took to the road and we just left and we went home. And we had gone to Seattle, you know, many times before and after this, and we never ever stopped at this rest stop again, no matter how tired we were once we got there. I thought, like, you know, we talked about it on the way home. We thought, like, maybe there was a gas leak or something in the car that just kind of made us not right in the head. And I don't know, like, maybe we both just were affected by something to do with the car, but I don't know. We took many trips in that same car afterwards, and never at any other restaurant have ever had an experience like this. So I just thought that was kind of interesting, and I thought I should call and share it. Sorry if I spoke really fast. I'm really nervous. I'm not good at talking on the phone. But anyways, I love the podcast. I do have lots of other stories, so I hope that after this I'll have a little bit more courage to call in and share those. And thank you to the caller who shared their story and inspired me to call in and share mine. Love you guys. Bye.
Okay, number one, the whole sleeping at a rest area thing. No.
It
never,
seems,
never, never. I think
it seems ill-advised.
Well, and I think maybe it's from our dad was always like, never, don't pull over to rest area. Like, unless you see a bunch of cars there, never pull over to rest area. Somebody could be hiding.
Well, and I mean,
to this
yes.
day, like, if there's a lot of cars, but I won't stop at a rest area at night. I'll go to any number of truck stops, you know, and I think sleeping at a truck stop would be much more safe because there's a lot more people around.
Mm-hmm.
But at a rest area, I don't know. And I think something weird happened. Like, she woke up, she's hearing tapping, she wakes up and sees something.
Right.
And then her friend's like, "I'm going to get out and look."
Well, I think I'm not convinced this is paranormal. I think maybe it's real.
And she just happened to have a dream because after... The conversation, and she fell back to sleep, and the dream, because she had some anxiety. Yeah. She had a weird
dream.
We can
have dreams that are inspired by, mm-hmm. you know, stuff. And especially if you're in that kind of light sleep, it seems to me like I dream more of incorporation. Does that make sense? That I incorporate mm-hmm. things that are going on around me into them? And so I'm not convinced the dream wasn't just a dream, you know, that worked its way in around the story. The first thing, though, I think it could have really been somebody.
They were at a rest area.
Yeah.
That's not smart.
I think that's super scary.
So I hope she doesn't stop at any more rest areas. Go to the truck stop, sleep someplace where there's a bunch of people around. It's just safer. Oh, and, that's scary.
And save up your money. Motel 6 is a good rate, and there ain't no haunted Motel 6s.
Right. I don't think so either. I real quick, though, back to the loud crashing thing. I did run it through ChatGPT, and it said it's a surprisingly common theme in paranormal reports. Exactly what you had described and what they described. It says it's interesting because people are usually convinced they know which room the sound came from, which was you and them.
Right.
In ghost lore, these are often called phantom crashes or phantom bangs. They tend to be isolated events rather than something that happens frequently. Some investigators believe they are a form of residual haunting. So, like, from that one day when all of the dishes broke in the kitchen?
I guess.
That one day the china cabinet fell over and you are hearing that again. Others think they're a type of poltergeist activity. But that says, especially if objects later begin moving or other phenomena develop. Interestingly, these crashes often aren't accompanied by anything visual. People don't usually see a ghost afterward. They just hear an impossible sound. Non-paranormal possibilities, which I really don't think are. A house settling, I don't think can make that kind of noise.
This is not that.
HVAC ductwork, expanding or contracting, no. Structural bangs caused by temperature changes, I disagree with that.
No, it sounds like glass. Why would that sound like glass?
Something falling in an attic or crawl space and landing where you can't easily see it. Maybe. But it says,
I don't think so.
Those explanations usually leave something to find or tend to repeat under similar conditions. So there's no good explanation for it, but it is a very common thing.
It's weird.
I think it's strange.
I'm going to go with phantom crash. I like that. I think that is true. And I kind of like the poltergeist idea around this. That something is just, you know, unnerving us. And just being a little shit, you know, creating havoc.
Just because they
us.
Can.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I find it super creepy. Ooh. Well, share those real ghost stories with us. We would love to hear them. You can call it in anytime you want. Call 855-853-4802. Write it down anytime you want. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber and get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.